Borradori was working in Lugano as a trustee for companies in Vaduz, the capital of Liechtenstein. A former cycling champion with a penchant for stylish suits, he was the perfect face of private financial advice. Imposing, charming, and discreet. Through a business associate in Italy, he was introduced to Altakriti, then the head of Iraqi intelligence. Oil prices were soaring and Iraq was on a buying spree. Saddam, then a rising power in the government before becoming president in 1979, was keen to get a share of the multi-million pound contracts negotiated by the state. Borradori was hired to set up companies as havens for that money. He met Saddam and was encouraged to expand the network of companies. Once, Saddam gave him a bullet engraved with his name. It was meant, Saddam said, to ensure that he was never killed, although Borradori thought it carried a more sinister message. By 1977, the network of companies and number of deals had grown so extensive, with both overt and covert operations, that Almaty was sent to Europe to oversee them under the control of Altakriti, who was then the overall head of Saddam's financial network. Skipping down. Though he declined to discuss his work for Saddam in detail, saying he could not remember, unquote, other sources provided the documentary evidence of the money trail. The main entity was Mediterranean Enterprises Development Projects of Lugano, which had branches in New York, Tokyo, London, Paris, and other centers. It in turn controlled about 300 other companies, mainly in Liechtenstein and Panama. Three key companies called Duminta Radistal and Techno Service International of Vaduz were among those that received commissions and consultancy fees handling at least 300 million pounds in the 1980s. Some payments, however, were staggered over the life of the contracts and stretched into the 1990s. There were, for example, commission payments related to a missile site near Mosul in northern Iraq, which according to Italian authorities was not completed until the mid-1990s, even though such work was supposed to stop after the Gulf War. To cover the tracks, much of the money passed through account number 70513 at the Banco del Gotardo in Nassau in the Bahamas, the Satan account. One banking slip indicated a payment as recently as December of 1998. Note that Lugano, Switzerland is the epicenter of the Banco del Gotardo, inextricably linked with the Lugano-based Bank Al-Taqwa, one of the bank of the Muslim Brotherhood, and one of the principal elements involved in the 320-2002 Operation Green Quest raids. Note that Lugano, Switzerland has, since the end of World War I, also been the epicenter for the Thyssen-Bornemisza enterprise, one of the principal industrial enterprises of the Third Reich, from which much of the Bush family's economic largesse has sprung. And note also that the Thyssen-Bornemisza enterprise, now ThyssenKrupp, again is based in Lugano, Switzerland, like Banco del Gotardo and like the bank Al-Taqwa. After Almaty's death, the overt tier of the network was run down, but the secretive side continued. Though who took control after the restructuring is disputed, it seems Saddam's system of raking off commissions continued. And after discussing some of the firms involved with this continued covert financing, skipping down, years after the death of Almaty, his family decided to pursue some of the millions that had washed through the network of offshore companies. They hired Gianluca Borscaro, a Swiss lawyer, to bring a case which named, among others, Borradori's accountant and other trustees. In defense against Borscaro's claim, a welter of documents was produced which aimed to show that most of the assets had been transferred out of the offshore network. But they also provided clear evidence that the ultimate beneficiary of the companies was the Iraqi regime and not Saad al-Mahdi. Through the legal action, Borscaro secured evidence of how, at least in part, Saddam had siphoned off a fortune and hidden it around the world. Increasingly paranoid about his own safety, Borscaro told one friend that should anything untoward happen to him, the documents should be brought to public attention. In the midst of the legal action in August of last year, Borscaro, an adventurous man in his 40s, died while taking time off from the case to relax in the foothills of the Piedmont Mountains. At around 7:30 p.m. on a clear sunny evening, he was floating high in the sky beneath a paraglider. Suddenly, the canopy seemed to stall. Boscato plunged to his death. It's a dangerous sport, and such accidents are not uncommon, but officials who examined the canopy noticed that cords were damaged. Police concluded it was an accident, although friends of Boscato dispute their findings. Accident or murder? It may never be known, but for Saddam, the end was nearing anyway. Within months, coalition troops were on their way to Kuwait. However, the many millions Saddam siphoned off for his own purposes may never be fully traced, let alone recovered. Stephen Gray, Nick Fielding, John Ungood Thomas, Edine Hamzik, Paolo Fusi, and Eben Black contributed to that story. Again, Lugano, Switzerland, the epicenter for the Banco del Gottardo and the Satan account, the epicenter for Bank Altaqua, the epicenter of the Thyssen-Bornemisza organization from which the Bush family economic largesse largely sprang, and also an epicenter of the Bormann organization. This concludes Side 2 of For the Record program number 412. The Engineer Intends to Wreck the Train, being recorded on June 2nd of 2003. My name's Dave Emery. Thanks for listening.
Hey. Thanks, Dave. What's that smell? It's the fragrance of conspiracy. Goodbye, Dave. See you in a couple of weeks. Hello. Good evening to the radio station that is known as WFMU, East Orange. WXHD, Mount Hope. I am the old codger, Courtney T. Edison here, and I am going to be sitting here for the next 60 minutes or so, playing 78 RPM records like you're going out of style. And let's get right to it with some Cliff Edwards, some Ukulele Ike on 78 RPM disc. Listen to the surface noise.
Then thank my lucky star, I'm not very far. I can always wander to someone up yonder that's just as sweet as angels are. Just halfway to heaven, you'll find a cottage small. Halfway to heaven, beside a garden wall, where butterflies are flirting out in the sun. Behind the kitchen curtain, someone's cooking while she's looking out of the window to hear that old refrain I whistle as I walk down the lane. Then she meets me halfway, halfway up the pathway that's halfway to heaven. And you, cottage small, just halfway to heaven. beside a garden wall where butterflies are flirting out in the sun behind the kitchen curtain. Someone's cooking while she's looking out of the window to hear that old refrain. I whistle every time that I walk down the lane. Then she meets me halfway, halfway up that pathway that's halfway to heaven and you.
Yeah, sorry, but cut the record off a little too soon. I'm terribly sorry about that. I lifted the needle. And we missed the final notes of that 78 RPM record. Actually, they're not there. That was the end of the record. That was Django Reinhardt, the great guitar player. People wonder how could Django Reinhardt play guitar so fabulously? Well, it was a little-known fact, little-known, because nobody noticed, that Django Reinhardt had 16 fingers. Yeah, he had four on each hand. So we heard Exactly Like You by Django Reinhardt. Before that was Ukulele, Ike, the great Cliff Edwards, and Halfway to Heaven. I'm the old codger here at WFMU, and I'd want to say, I've been talking to some of the staffers lately here at WFMU. These people, they're a bunch of chronic depressives and pessimists. Did I mention that 2 weeks ago? Am I repeating myself? Well, that happens when you get old. You repeat yourself, and you forget you said it before. That happens when you get old. You know, they say about memory, memory is such a... Memory is such a... What is it they said? Memory is such a... Anyway, you know the old saying, the old saying, life is something, Carter, and we are all just something into something, and then you die or something. Anyway, maybe it's not such an old saying, maybe it's new, and it hasn't even been finished yet. And no wonder I couldn't remember it. Well, it never existed. So, I never had a chance to forget it. But I'm just blathering. Okay, maybe I can get a job on National Public Radio or something. That fits right in. Well, anyway, I've got so little time, so much to say, and so much music to play. So it's difficult. I don't know what to do next. Talk or play fabulous 70 RPM records. Well, I guess I'll play the music. So we got something here from Henry Burr. I tried cleaning this record up, but it's very, very noisy. But I love that surface noise.
But some fine day, she'll have to pay. She's everybody's sweetheart, but nobody's gal. She has everything but love. When her good time friends have passed, find herself just where she started. Every night she's dancing with somebody else. Fellows like her as a pal, but they take home another to introduce to mother. She's just somebody else. Fellows like her as a pal, but they take home another to introduce to mother. She's just nobody's gal. Thank you.
down to check a bungalow box with you. From the lady of his choice, these few words made him rejoice. So he lifted up his voice and let it flow. Just like the foghorn on that big Fall River boat.
Take a little bit of heaven and pepper it with blue. Sprinkle it with stardust, season it with you. Mix them all together with a little balmy weather. That's my recipe for love. Take a little bit of huggin' and mix it with a kiss. Add a little moonlight, top it off with bliss. Be sure your heart is in it, then you cook it for a minute. That's my recipe for love. Cooking fancy dishes is not my specialty. But when it comes to loving, I use this recipe. Take a little lovin' he and a bit of lovin' me. Mix it with a heartthrob, stir with ecstasy. Kindle with desire, when it's done your heart's afire. That's my recipe for love. Specialty, but when it comes to loving, I use this recipe. Take a little loving he and a bit of loving me. Mix it with the heartthrob, stir with ecstasy. Kindle with desire, when it's done your heart's afire. That's my recipe for love. My recipe, my recipe. For love.
Brad, we heard some good music there. It's hard to hear when I'm on the radio. Henry Burr, Did she's everybody's sweetheart, but nobody's gal. A very cautionary tale to young ladies out there. The Duncan sisters did Bullfrog Patrol, and then we heard Joanne Lear, and she did Recipe for Love. Well, speaking of recipes for love, I told you I was with some of the people who work at the WFMU station here, and there was this one, this girl, she works here, some broad, some sweet patootie, some female jackanapes, I forget her name. She's going on about, save the animals, we got to save the animals, save the seals, save the polar bears, save the bald eagle, save the frosted toad, save the three-toed sloth, save the wild pandas, she says. She's going on and on about this, and I'm like, I agree. You got to save the wild pandas. You got to save them for panda steaks. You got to be good to animals. I'm in concurrence. You know what's good for animals? Sautéed mushrooms and garlic sage dressing. Yum, yum. I say, all God's creatures have a place at the table, right next to the stuffed peppers. You know, when I visit the zoo, it's like taking a walking tour through the food chain. And they post signs that say, don't feed the animals. Yeah, but there's no restrictions the other way. Or, you know, some people bring cameras to the zoo. I bring a knife, a fork, and a spice rack. Hey, this is the old Codger here, by the way, on WFMU. I'm here every other Tuesday, alternating with Mac, who does Antique Phonograph Hour. I do the old Codger radio show, the Philco Cheap Cigar Boudoir. Yes. Yes, speaking of food, I had this friend, it was 1940s, Gordon von Recklinghausen was his name. They called him the human pencil. Anyway, he had this very large dog, bigger than him, and this dog did something really marvelous. He ate the neighbors. Yeah, they weren't very good neighbors. The Skobic twins, Clyde and Kirby, and their mother, Crustacea. Anyway, they were nasty. They were mean. They were heartless. Kind of like me. Not just kidding, of course. Anyway, the dog complained that the meat was so tough after he ate them. They were not missed. Not even the police who came to investigate. They didn't ask too many questions. The Skobics, their next of kin, came looking for them because they didn't answer the phone. They didn't reply to any of the letters they were sending. But we disguised the Skobic house as an amusement park. And so they didn't recognize it, and they got totally confused, and they left. And then we burned the place down. Yes, those were the good old days. Yes. I'm just recollecting here some of the fine things I remember from my second or third or fourth childhood. You lose track after the seventh, you know. Anyway, I guess we got some more music to play here since I only have an hour. I did have some things I did want to tell you, like those things. They must have been important, that's why I told you. Anyway, we got some Wingy Manone and his orchestra here with more songs about food on WFMU with the old Codger.
I'm in trouble, black coffee, I see double. Man, 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 how am I gonna get home? Black coffee, I'm so dizzy, black coffee, please get busy. Oh, 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 help me to get home. I had a little too much whoopee soup, all I meant to take one. And now my head is going loopy loop, some stuffy kids, oh,
black coffee. Help a fella, black coffee, what'll I tell her? Man, 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 I'm afraid to go home.
Where the mama pa dance e bagay jala, e di le se mwe dance e rumba. One night I went to a tea party, I clashed with an old Chinese lady. So I was dancing her a waltz to win the prize. She said, young king pussy means you and dance tonight. She said, oh, chinko young a wiki young pussy. Wish you to say, well, little dance, to dance with me. Ha, my young wing, ping pong poopa. That means to say, well, dance the rumba. Don't you see you're making me feel shame? To see how you are getting on in Port of Spain. Well, if your older heads are getting on so bad, what you think about we younger ones in Trinidad? To be acting like a coon, dancing and shaking up your big old afternoon. And when we're deeper, dance a bagay sala. Who deal the same, we dance a rumba. Another night at a soiree, I clashed with an old Spanish lady. I said, madam, could you dance the Castillan? Forgetting the woman was a Venezuelan. She said, ah, esta mi en el draba, hey. Which means to say, well, if I dance, you'll break away. She said, ah, dr, dra in el dirba. That means to say, well, dance the rumba.
Didn't you be say hi, yeah,
but you ain't worth a dime.
Mama, you mean that I'm trifling?
You ain't nothing else.
Well, Sue, you just wasting your time.
But I told you so long ago to get your things arranged.
I can see by the way that you've been dogging me, Mama, things sure have done changed.
Yes, listen, Mother, I didn't say nothing. When you come back home, you didn't have a nickel to your name.
You got to give it to me, Susie. When Papa come back, I come back acting the same. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, you did. I didn't say nothing when the rent was due and when I paid that grocery bill.
No, I didn't need to say not one mumbling word. And Mama, believe me, Papa never will, not with the grocery.
I didn't say nothing when you pawned my ring and stole my hard-earned kale.
If you accuse me of stealing again, woman, I'm gonna black you out.
Yes, and I'll put you under the jail. Don't mean the sun is too. Put you under the jail. Listen, butter, I always heard and always said that the man you love will keep you on the hall.
Well, Mill, there ain't no gal gonna do you right unless you treat him like a dog. You know it, yes.
I even bought the coal and then bought the stove to do your cooking on.
Well, Sue, if you hadn't have done it, when you woke up, you'd find Papa Butterbean long, long gone. Yes.
Listen, I didn't say nothing when they locked you up and I got you out on bail.
People sterilize me around here and I'm gonna knock you down.
Yes, I'll put you under the jail. Told me in the morning, put you under the jail.
Well, that was Butterbeans and Susie with I'll Put You Under the Jail. The Roaring Lion before that, some great calypso. He did a rumba dance. And Wingy Manone and his orchestra with the Black Coffee, song about black coffee. Hey, I want, this is the Old Codger on WFMU. I've got shoes older than you. I just wanted to say that. I wanted to remind you, you pup. You, forget it. Anyway, hey, look, I'm very excited. I want to play a very rare recording from 1929 from an old friend of mine, broadcaster. You know, I complained a few weeks ago, speaking of pups, these young upstarts in radio, these newcomers who think they know it all, like Bob Grant, and who's the other fella, Paul Harvey. You know, they come along and think they own the place. Well, they don't know nothing. Nothing compared to William K. Henderson. They used to call him Doggone. Doggone Henderson. And he worked at KWKH in Shreveport, Louisiana. He's an old buddy of mine. The KWKH stood for WK Henderson. I forget what the K stood for. I guess it was Western Mississippi. Anyway, he used to do radio on his station. He owned it. He was the owner and the president of the Henderson Iron Works and Supply Company, and he bought a radio station, and he used to come on and play great music, and he would swear. We can't do that anymore. But this was before the FCC came along and spoiled everything for everybody. He could say whatever he wants. Back W.K. Henderson could. He'd come on, and he'd be totally drunk. And he'd yell at his listeners who sent him angry letters. He'd, what's the matter with you? He'd say, you sawed-off, hammered-down, pusillanimous lollipop. I'd say things like that, but he'd also say other words as well that I can't repeat on the radio. And he really hated the FRC, the Federal Radio Commission. And he would unleash a tirade of Billingsgate, semi-profanity, and vulgar abuse. just the sort of thing I love. Anyway, I have a recording that he made in 1929. Well, it's called Hello World. He was also known as Hello World Henderson, because that was his radio sort of a slogan. He would yell it out at his listeners, who loved him. So, before they chased him off the air by making all sorts of rules, like you can't swear on the radio. That's so stupid. Anyway, I got this recording from 1929. I got it from my friend Blossom Moskowitz. She found it in my house, actually. It was mine, but I forgot I had it. So it's a very rare. Now, there's a lot of rumble. You'll hear this terrible rumble. But you got to listen closely, because he's speaking very important message. W.K. Henderson from 1929 on a 78 RPM disc.
Hello, world. It's 8 o'clock. This is old man Henderson talking to you. This is a phonograph record, and I'm having this record made in order that the people throughout the United States may know conditions when they cannot hear us on radio. My friends, this station KWKH is supposed to be on 850 kilocycles, and we are being interfered with by several other stations, powerful stations. WABC in New York, that's a chain outfit. They drowned us out up in that part of the country, doggone them. Then that Sierra Rareback outfit, and WLF in Chicago, and WENR. They have plenty of power, and while they may be on their wavelength, they sideswipe us all over the country, doggone them. I want to say this to you, my good friends and listeners. I don't believe that those stations are doing this purposely. The fault is with the Federal Radio Commission engineers. They have put these stations too close together. There should be a separation of more kill cycles. But I'll say this. If I was one of these chain stations, I'll guarantee they'd clear it up mighty quick. My friends, I want you, every one of you, to demand of that branch of the government, the Federal Radio Commission, that they have their engineers to figure out these channels, 850 kilocycles, that we may use, that you may hear us, that we'll not be interfered with. There's no excuse for this. All the chain stations are using thread channels, the best wavelength, and they should be put on one wavelength, giving space for independent stations. But that's not the idea this day and time. The idea is to chain everything. Confound it, you plague, take it. You want to write to your senators. You want to write to your congressmen. And you want to demand that the independent stations have equal rights as to the kilocycles and as to power and so forth. It is all wrong to have all these chain stations on different wavelengths. They can be put on one wavelength, and they know it can be done, and it should be done. Doggone it.
Yeah, that was William K. Henderson, W.K. Henderson, Doggone Henderson, Hello World Henderson, Old Man Henderson. He's an old friend of mine. And he was complaining there about the chain stations, about the loss of the great independent stations like the one that he had. He also hated the chain stores. Yes, he was a man who was fiercely independent and independently wealthy, and he could independently insult anybody. And he had a huge listenership, and I miss him. He passed away in 1945 or so. He was a great friend of mine. Well, anyway, that's the only recording I have by William K. Henderson. So now we go back to some music on the Old Codger Radio Show on WFMU. I got some, Ethel Waters. Yes.
To do called Shake That Thing.
what the old folks learn the young ones, what you do about shaking that thing. Ah, shake that thing. I'm getting sick and tired of telling you to shake that thing. He shook her like you shake jelly on the plate. How he shook that thing. Oh, he shook that thing. I'm getting sick and tired of telling you to shake that thing. Why, there's old Uncle Jack, the jelly roll king. He's got a hump in his back from shaking that thing, yet he still shakes that thing. For an old man, how he can shake that thing. And he never gets tired of telling young folks, out and shake that thing. Now, it ain't no Charleston, ain't no pigeon wing. Nobody has to give you no lessons to shake that thing when everybody can shake that thing. Oh, I mean shake that thing. I'm getting tired of telling you how to shake that thing. This kind of music, who wouldn't shake that thing?
Papa, Papa, you in a good man's way. Papa, Papa, you in a good man's way. I can find one better than you any time of day. You ain't no good, so you better haul your freight. You ain't no good, you better haul your freight. Mama wants a live wire, Papa, you can take the gate. I'm a red hot woman, just full of flame in you. I'm a red hot woman, just full of flame in you. Can't call me daddy, you know good, that's the truth. All my time I wasted having you to bother me. All my time I wasted having you to bother me. You give me the willingness, now I'm glad I'm free. I'm one woman, don't want no good man. Yes, I'm one woman, don't want no good man. You just like a worn out, badly been elected fan. Yo, you've done failed, all your pep done gone. Yo, you've done failed, all your pep done gone. pick up that suitcase, man, and travel on.
Curly toes. I'm your curly toes and pink ribbons and bows that glitters and glows to put on a fine show. A mighty fine show for a mighty fine man. A mighty fine show for my mighty fine man. It's pink ribbons and bows and my pantyhose. I'm your curly toes and pink ribbons and bows, and just for you wear my black pantyhose. For you, black pantyhose. It's the best of my clothes, my ribbons and bows and black pantyhose. My clothing limited. My bows, my ribbons, my hose. Just for you, my stockings are there, they're there on the chair, with my legs now so bare to see, so bare to touch, so bare to feel, with pantyhose gone. I'm your curly toes and pink ribbons and bows, and just for you, no pantyhose. No pantyhose. You said it right. No pantyhose. You call me your cutie in pantyhose. You call me your woman in ribbons and bows. I'm your woman in ribbons and bows. I'm your woman in black pantyhose. It's ribbons and bows and black pantyhose for my man who's a 10 and I call little Ben. He's the greatest of men, my dear little Ben. The greatest of men. A mighty fine show for a mighty fine man.
Man, that was a very special recording. You probably never heard that before. Because I have not aired that before. That was Lola Bell Pancake. She is my agent. And I found that one. It's a very old recording that she made. I had to go into my sub-basement to get that one. Now, yes, I have a sub-basement. I live in a bunker on Springdale Avenue in East Orange. But I do have a sub-basement, which means I have a basement. So I'm in a bunker, and I have a basement, and I have a sub-basement. Of course, the sub-basement is a fallout shelter. I built it in 1952 to protect against radiation fallout when a Russian atomic bomb lands in East Orange. Maybe you're old enough to remember duck and cover. Well, I didn't think ducking and covering was good enough. I like burrow and stay there. So I keep the fallout shelter well-stocked, just in case the Ruskies get belligerent and launch a missile headed here. They're probably aiming at New York, but those Reds, they're so drunk on vodka, they'll probably miss, and they'll hit East Orange. So in my fallout shelter, I have some very special 17 RPM records, like that one, as recorded by my agent, Lola Bell Pancake, when she was a Floridora girl back in the 1930s. Ah, she was one hot patootie then. She was hot. And now she's sort of lukewarm. Well, at least she's not room temperature. Anyway, the song is called Black Pantyhose. And she sang it to her manager, Ben Isinglass, with whom she carried on a secret affair for 29 years. And the affair was so secret, even Ben didn't know about it. And when he found out from a mutual friend, Ben confronted Laura Bell, and she loudly denied that she'd been having a secret affair with him. Then Ben's wife found out about it, but it turned out Ben's wife had been having a secret affair with Laura Bell. That was so secret that Laura Bell didn't even know about it. Though those were different times, the different taboos. People were more circumspect back then than they are today. Back then they could carry on affairs with people who were unaware that they were involved in affairs until someone came to serve them with divorce notices or until they read about it in the newspapers. Yes. Well, anyway, that was Black Pantyhose by Lola Bell Pancake. Before that, we heard from Bessie Smith with the Worn Out Papa Blues, and Ethel Waters did Shake That Thing. Well, I've only got 10 minutes left, and then second best show on WFMU with Sharpie Sharpling comes along. This is the old codger, Courtney T. Edison. You can write me letters here at the radio station, and I promise to write back to you. Just please put stamps on those letters when you send them. I don't like having to pay postage due for correspondence that you're sending to me. Anyway, we got some more fine 70 RPM records right here. Here's one from Louis Armstrong.
My heart gives a chill, I feel such a thrill. My feet won't keep still when they swing that music. Rhythm like that puts me in a trance. Oh, you can't blame me for wanting to dance. From what I understand, it must be just grand to play in a band. When they swing that music, I'm just happy as can be. When they swing that music for me. Thank you.
making folks happy. This musical man is a one-man band. Folks gotta love him for making them.
I fiddle away. It's not the right life to think of the pain. And someday I will bid it goodbye. I'll put my fiddle away and I'll say, crazy rhythm, here's the doorway. I'll go my way, you'll go your way. Crazy rhythm, from now on we're through. Here's where we have a showdown. You see, I'm too high hat and you're too low down. Crazy rhythm, here's goodbye to you. They say that when a highbrow meets a lowbrow, walking along Broadway, soon the highbrow, he has no brow, ain't in the shade. Well, you're to blame. What's the use of prohibition? You produce the same condition. Crazy rhythm, I've gone crazy too. Thank you. have a showdown. I'm too high hat, you're too low down. Breeze rhythm is goodbye to you. They say that when a highbrow meets a lowbrow walking along Broadway, soon the highbrow, he has no brow, ain't it a shame, and you're to blame. What's the use of prohibition? You produce the same condition. Crazy rhythm, I've gone crazy too.
Yeah, I gotta get out of here. My nerves are getting gotten on. Yeah, that was Whisperin' Jack Smith and Crazy Rhythm. The Williams Sisters did Sam, the Old Accordion Man, and Louis Armstrong with Swing That Music. So I'll be back in 2 weeks. That will be, of course, Christmas Day, the 25th of December. It is an annual tradition here at WFMU that on the 25th of December every year, very strangely, they celebrate Christmas. Anyway, don't expect any Christmas gifts from me. If you ask what I got you for Christmas, I'll tell you that the only stocking that will be stuffed is the one that goes in your mouth. You think I'm made out of money? The government stopped sending me Social Security years ago. They said, okay, you've had enough. You think we're made out of money? Ah, speaking of Christmas gifts, one of the young ladies here, I forget her name, she works here, she asked me what I wanted for Christmas. I said, I need a dishwasher and a doormat. Which would you like to be? Anyway, I won't be playing any Christmas music when I come back in 2 weeks. Hoop-de-doo. Anyway, stay tuned for the second best show on WFMU. You've just heard the first. This is the old codger, Courtney T. Edison. And you're tuned to WFMU East Orange, WXHD, Mount Hope.
Radio show ever.
Hey, who's this?
Mark.
Well, I am Buddy Swales, Governor of Alabama.
Hi, it's Gerald Perlmutter.
Tom Sharpling, Governor of Party.
Hey, Tom, it's Purple Sir.
Hey, Tom, it's Mark Michaels.
This is Richard Clark from Chicago.
What's your name?
Barrington.
Barrington. And well, what's inside the tube?
Fire. Why? Maurice Kern?
Horrifying.
Hey, Tom, it's Bruce.
Tommy!
Who's this?
Gingivitis.
Gingivitis.
Yes,
they have Rick Maloney at the Wawa I go to.
What? I hate you.
It's Peter.
Hey, it's Steinberg.
Mm-hmm.
You are creepy and I'm hanging up on you. Boing.
Roger Devil.
My name is Ollie Farinaki.
I'll say it. You'll hear it. You'll do it. I'll get it. You'll learn it. I'll live with it and you'll die without it.
Smash your trash.
Derek, I'm calling from Tacoma.
Good day.
What's up, Tom? This is Tristan.
Hey, it's Michelle.
Yeah, Tom, this is Jim Ripple. How you doing?
When I get to do the toilet talk now.
The vaudeville of the new century.
My name is Tom Riley. I'm calling from New Zealand.
Hey, man. Right.
Ted, don't stand with that tentpole. This is a tentpole show.
Hey, this is Ted Leo.
What?
This is Petey from the future.
Hi, Tom. It's DJ Terry T.
Hey, from Knoxville.
Super caller.
It's Officer Tom.
My name is Mike Sajak.
Get off my phone. I don't care.
Hey, this is Zippy Pants, man.
I'm going to go to bed now, Fopper.
Hey, Tom. It's Gord.
Hey, Gord. How are you?
I was in a band in the early 90s. My name is Jerry Page.
Tom, my name is Jeffrey Lou. It's a fat, diseased, wild orangutan, isn't it?
The disenfranchised have a home now. I'm the hero of the disenfranchised.
Show the dog.
Thank you.